This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them. He said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS and Middle East respiratory syndrome or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic after China reported the first cases early this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics. On May 29th, he announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. The WHO's chief stressed the need for rich and poor countries alike to have equal access to a COVID-19 vaccine. He said sharing science is not charity, but in the best interest of every nation. He also urged nations to radically rethink how they prioritize and view health if they want to avoid another crisis on this scale. The Pentagon said Friday it's pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia, continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas. President Trump ordered the withdrawal of most U.S. troops in Somalia. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said Friday a majority of the approximately 700 troops will be pulled out in early 2021. You can find more on that and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has appointed two close political allies of President Trump, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, to a defense advisory board, continuing a purge of the Defense Department in the waning weeks of the Trump administration. The acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, said in a written statement on Friday that 9 members of the Defense Business Board had been replaced with the appointment of 11 new members. Lewandowski and Bossie are among Trump's most vocal supporters. Since Election Day, Trump has fired then-Defense Secretary Mark Esper and installed a number of political allies in Pentagon positions. The U.S. economy added the fewest workers in six months in November, hindered by a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases. That, together with the lack of more government relief money, threatens the recovery from the pandemic recession. Hiring slowed sharply in November. Employers added just 240,000 workers. It's the lowest rate of new hires in 6 months, according to the Labor Department's report on Friday. President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. The president-elect says as coronavirus deaths and cases go up and restrictions are back in place, the economy is stalling, and there's no time left to lose if Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December. Biden's also worried about confidence in a vaccine once it's approved. By taking the vaccine and seeing me take that vaccine, it will give some comfort. Biden also said he has seen no detailed plan by the Trump administration to distribute the vaccine. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Friday a resolution to a bitter dispute with Qatar seemed within reach after Kuwait announced progress toward ending a row that Washington says hampers a united Gulf front against Iran. The United States and Kuwait have worked to end the dispute, during which Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt have imposed a diplomatic, trade, and travel embargo on Qatar since mid-2017. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner held talks in Doha on Wednesday following a visit to Saudi Arabia. A source in Washington told Reuters a tentative deal had been reached by the parties and could be signed in a few weeks. And the Tokyo Organizing Committee and Japan's national governments say the cost of postponement of the Tokyo Olympics could reach about $2.8 billion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.